Everyone, and welcome to episode 369 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me tell you what it's like. This show is a lot like a Sony PS5 press conference. There's lots of transitions. Something cool starts to happen, and then some not so cool things, followed by, you know, a whole bunch of round balls just flying at your face and then dissipating into a real weird looking box. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who chose the colors for the PS5.
What?
What? Yeah, I'm Doug. Whatever. White and black?
It looks like the Avengers, the Infinity War, or the Endgame outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kevin. Ow!
These are quantum suits.
It really does. Both consoles have been introduced to the market now, and they both look like boxes. One just has wings.
Well, one looks like a box.
One looks like a box. One looks like a really high class gentleman wearing high collars, popping them out.
Okay, I can see that. It's like one kind of looks like a clam.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's two. Yeah.
My favorite one so far, they said the Xbox looks like a refrigerator and the PlayStation looks like a router. No. So, like, just buy more appliances.
Listen, they're both going to do their jobs. You know, they're both going to power next-gen gaming. It's just the fact that you're going to have these two giant boxes now sitting in your, you know, we went from slim to like really fucking big. And I guess today Sony came out and said, you know, they were like, well, the reason why it's 2 feet long is there's giant heat sinks inside because it's hot and because it's trying to deliver some gaming. And then Microsoft shot back and was like, well, if you had competent designers and engineers, that wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't need giant heat sinks. You could just, copy Apple like we did.
Wow.
Smart.
It's very smart.
But smart, yeah.
Because essentially that's what Microsoft did, right? Because the Power Mac was this big circle, which had a circular, like, frame and design.
Which people absolutely hated. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, but you were like, but it creates like a vortex inside to keep everything cool and working. Like, yeah, but it looks like a trash can. All right, you fucking idiots.
And that's what Xbox did. They created
stick with your goddamn boxes.
They've got the vortex inside. And so that thing is going to be really well ventilated. So, you know, they've learned, Mo.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about something that's like over 10 years old, bud.
Yeah. Like,
well, let's talk about what they did 10 years ago. Berg.
Somebody says Berg after Berg.
That's how Mo talks every. Have you not watched his stream? Hey, everyone, welcome to the stream. Berg.
It's his catchphrase. It's catching on.
It's catching on, obviously. Doug's using it.
Yeah.
He's going to buy the shirt.
I'd buy this shirt too.
Oh, great. Well, now available in our store, the Berg shirt.
Berg!
Berg!
But now we have to license Mo's face.
Do we?
Mo, we're going to need you to sign this thing.
Yeah.
We'll just take a picture of him and give it to one of those people on the boardwalk that do the caricatures of people, have them draw the version of Mo, put that on the shirt.
But slightly different, just slightly. Yeah. Or we could just say something like this. If you're in the chat, you agree to allow us to use your likeness on t-shirts.
He just sent his emote of himself and says, here it is. Perfect.
There you go.
But
Sorry, I got a tetanus shot today. I was telling these guys, and now I can't lift my arm much.
We've been talking a little bit now. All three of us don't really like. We don't invest in this whole console war. Like we're not. Okay, hold on. Some of us have Sony cups, but for the most part,
we just sold him out.
We don't pick sides. The only reason why, you know, Doug has both a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox. Kev also is the same way. I have the Sony and I have an Xbox, aka my PC. So going into this next generation, there's really, we're not like picking sides, but we just want everyone to game happily, and I'm sure that whatever you get will make you happy, and it'll be fine. It'll be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly about exclusives at this point as to which one is actually worth getting, mm-hmm. because so many games are now doing crossplay and all that shit that like, all it just comes down to like, yeah, whatever you want plus. It's a fucking Mo in the chat.
is it Blurg now? Is it Berg?
I said Berg, but if he wants it to be Blurg, it can be Blurg.
Well, that way you can't sue him. So he's got his own style. So it's just basically he played us. It's a double cross.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Lost Boy comes in with 500.
Bits.
But thank you so much for those bits.
Thank you, Lost Boy.
And also, Random, you're coming in with one bit. Thank you for that one bit, Random.
But as I was saying, like, yeah, exclusives are what matter. Everyone, if you're all playing the same game, like they're all going to be doing exactly the same, like mm-hmm. realistically, with the exception of PC, because you can do more on the PC. But
can you repeat that for the people in the back?
You could do more on PC.
So you just do more. I mean,
but you said it though, right?
I mean, yeah, but I'm not going to say like, you know, PC Master Race or any of that racist bullshit, but just
racist. Console race, fucking console racist.
But yeah, I mean, like, for the sake of the exclusives, I'll probably get a PS5
same.
Eventually. But yeah, with Microsoft's very smart play anywhere sort of initiative, like, you know, play on your PC, play on your Xbox, whatever, buy it once, you have it on both. Like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we've talked at lengths about this as well outside of the podcast, but PC Master Race may end up
Jesus
may end up just being best at on all fronts because of the fact that Xbox has all their first party titles coming to it, and Sony has started bringing their first party titles and it announced that more are coming. So maybe we get the best of both worlds. It just really depends on if like Sony releases God of War 2 on their system, but then they go, also coming to PC in 6 months.
They'll probably do that. And honest to God, I'd wait 6 months.
Yeah.
Instead of investing into the ecosystem.
I think you've already kind of low key invested yourself into Last of Us 2 on PS5. And that could be 5 to 6 months. Hell, they haven't even announced it. Who knows if it'll even show up on, you know, day one PS5.
Well, I mean, it will in the sense that it's backwards compatible. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. So, the PS5 got announced. It looks cool. It's got really good titles. And now we wait. Also, they've come out and said that they are one. It's their interface. They're finally getting rid of that goddamn awful PS4 interface. Oh my God, I hate it. And it's a 100% overhaul of the UI.
Good.
So it's about time. God, I hate that fucking thing. It's bogged down.
Is it bad?
Stupid. I just don't like it. I don't like the whole drop down menu.
The tile system.
Yeah, it's
oh yeah, that's kind of been Sony's like thing though. Even like on their mm-hmm. Blu-ray players, it was a fucking drop down menu.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, since the PS3, it kind of like became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm over it. I want something that Xbox's UI leaked, and it is slick, it is sleek, and it is very simple to use, and it gets you right where you want to go. And it's no BS.
It's a shame they can't make their computer OS system the same.
Have you ever hit Windows G? You're welcome.
What? No.
Hit the G spot. Windows
hit the G.
G.
Hit that G spot.
No, you know, I mean, I only hit that when we're playing fucking Sea of Thieves, and I need to join up on that through Xbox with you guys. Yeah. No, I mean Windows 10 in general. I mean, yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's okay. Windows sucks.
It's okay.
8.1 was decent.
I wish that the Mac OS would finally I just wish Mac would bring it and open it up to everybody, and like Steam would develop for it, and you can actually run all your games and shit from it. That'd be fun. I know it's not possible because it's built off of Unix and all that shit, but you know, a man can dream.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So listen, if you enjoy what you're listening to, if this is your first time and you're like, hey, these guys actually sound like they know like a couple things.
Like they know how to spell their own names.
Yeah, let's give them a follow, and listen to more podcasts. Well, you can do that with links over on the 8bitgeek.com. We have a link there for iTunes, for Spotify, for Audio Boom, for Audio Nugget, for Audio Channel, Audio Jungle, Auto AutoNet dot presents. It's all there.
Audio Jungle money, because you said, like, that's ours. Y'all didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
But we recorded that live. Yeah, but you said Audio Jungle, which means that it's officially our property. You didn't pay the license for that.
You have said it 3 times now. Stop it.
I know. We owe them so much money.
So you can find links over there. You can also find a link to 8-Bit Saga, which is another podcast that we run, which is a Star Wars D&D podcast set in the Star Wars universe. Not officially licensed, but we do it anyways because we're rebels.
Huh? That's right. Fight the system.
Disney and the chat. Star Wars is the Empire.
Well, Disney would be the Empire.
Yeah, but Star Wars is now the Empire too because they got bought by Disney. So, I mean, you know, they're the Sith. Disney is the Empire. Star Wars is the Sith. We're the rebels.
But who's raging against the machine?
Oh, great. Let me guess. They're your favorite band, too, of all time.
Never heard of them. I mean, I used to like Rage Against the Machine until they got all political. No, that's a legit thing that happened last week.
Did you see that? Yeah, I saw that on social media.
Like, I can't believe the stupidity in some people. Like, yep. I get it that you listen to music for the booms and beeps and the bops and stuff, but there's actual lyrics in those songs that you probably sang out loud numerous times that now that you think about what those lyrics meant, you're like, huh. And that was Rage Against the Machine, y'all.
Yeah.
Name 22 of their songs.
Name 22 of their other songs.
I don't fucking know. I had like one of their albums when I was growing up, and that was it. Like, I respect them. I just, it's not my your scene. Thing.
You can also hop over to our Discord channel where you can talk about Rage Against the Machine and among other things. You can chat about the Sony information. What are your thoughts on it? We'll chime in with you. Start a conversation. It's always fun. You can also hit us up on our Patreon, which is really fun and really cool because we give you like a ton of cool content, like our daily show. We do a show every day and we give you a ton of it. Not today, though. It was cut short a little bit because...
Oops.
Oh God, I'm not selling it very well. It's just good. Go get it. For $5 a month, you can get some extra content from us. And it goes a long way to help support the network and things that we want to do. And you can see your name in lights once a month on this show. Doug himself will read it. You can literally change your name to anything you want on Patreon. And Doug has to say it. Would you like to say something like Doug eats toes? You could do it and he will read it.
Doug, is this true? Because if that's shown on paper, that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
I can neither confirm nor deny these claims made at this time by Mr. Jeremy Wallace Jones.
Jeremy William Wallace.
Sorry, Jeremy William Wallace Jones.
So you can do that over on Patreon. It'd be a lot of fun. Now, let's get into some funny with Amazon Adventures. We like to read reviews that are a little bit zany, a little bit crazy, and a whole lot of funny from Amazon on the products that they sell over there. And just want to let you know, it's brought to you by Amazon, but definitely not a sponsor. Doug, what do you got for us?
I have a review for the Bug Assault 2.0. It's a gun.
Mm-hmm.
For bugs. Well, not for bugs. It's not.
Oh my God! Bugs are arming themselves.
Yeah. Second Amendment bugs. That's set for July.
Yeah.
Oh my God! How scared would you be if a fly came in and just fucking cocked a shotgun?
Fuck.
That'd be a strong fucking fly.
Fucking rams at something.
And the gun goes off. No, it's a gun to kill bugs with.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used one of these guys?
No, I've never even heard of this.
I saw the infomercial.
Yeah, I've used one. They're fun, but I've never killed a bug with it.
Oh well, this person Chuck gave it 5 stars and says, "I became a bug assassin."
Nice.
It was a verified purchase. They went on to say, had to hide this product from my kids so they wouldn't shoot each other in the face.
Oh, no.
A few hours later, an ill-fated target crossed my path while I was heading to the kitchen. I threw my hair in a ponytail, put my black suit over a white tee, and grabbed the guitar case where I hid the bug assault. Get it? It's a reference.
El mariachi.
Yeah.
I waited patiently in the dark corner of my living room for hours. Finally, movement. I stalked slowly behind the target until it landed. As I brought the sights to eye level, it was as if time was slowing down. I could see every stroke of the fly's wings as I smoothly and evenly pulled the trigger.
Nice recovery.
Mission accomplished. Part target down. What?
Nice recovery. Good. With the stroke thing.
Okay. Neighbors entered my home as I was sterilizing the scene. Bug Assault being a human-safe product, I had no option but to tell them of my feat. They asked if I could help with a problem they were having in their home. I grabbed my guitar case and headed over. Within a few short minutes, my mission was accomplished. News of my success spread like wildfire. I began getting emails for my wet work. They called my phone. They showed up at my house. I wanted out, but I'd come too far. I quit my job as an aerospace engineer to make time for my new venture. I worked nights. I worked weekends. I didn't know how to handle my newfound fame. The thirst for the kill, the money, and of course, the women. Then the threat started. First to show up was the Orkin man. He told me I was infringing on his turf. Viking followed shortly thereafter. Terminix after that. Individually, I did not fear them. But when the three of them showed up at my mother's house and threatened to fumigate her house while she slept, I had to throw in the towel. My life had spiraled out of control. All the glamour, money, and woman took a toll. I took my profits and retired to a beach in an undisclosed location in South America. I still use bug assault on the occasional mosquito, but the thrill is gone. So in short, this product is awesome, and I highly recommend it. Just be cautious if anyone asks for help. End scene. 2,488 people found this helpful.
That was an awesome review. Probably one of my favorites. All right, my review is for a laptop, a gaming laptop. Oh boy. It's a lot of money in whatever currency this is. But essentially it works out to $6,670 US and that's with 17% off. It's a 4-star review worth your kids. It says reviewed in India. So. I was trying to, is it Ruples? Their currency? It's Ruples, right?
Sure.
Hold on. India currency.
Something like that.
Rupee. Okay, so it's four. $4,099,990 rupees.
No, I don't fucking understand, because there's only two.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I don't know how that translates, but yeah. it's 4,99,990. And so that translates to $6,670 US. Exchange my kids for this laptop. Best deal ever. Although my wife was a bit unhappy initially, the awesome gaming experience made her totally happy. Would recommend to anyone with kids. Five people found that helpful. So it's a lot of money for a laptop.
$6,000, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't even look that
cool. Put in a laptop to get it that much. Like, I don't know. That's crazy. Maybe importing fees.
An Asus?
Yeah, that's a. Or how do you pronounce it? Asus or Asus?
I pronounce it Asus.
He's got it
Asus.
Right. Asus.
You know, like the God of Thunder.
I mean, their gaming laptops are pretty expensive, though. Not $7,000 or $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine was $1,700.
Well, I've got a 4-star review and it's a verified purchase, but I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like an Apple Watch, only not. Okay.
Okay.
Photo of it.
Here's the thing. It doesn't have an Apple on it. Big difference. Now, I've always wanted a calculator watch. Now that I'm pushing 30, I felt that I'm an adult and I can do what I want. And I want to buy a calculator watch, damn it. Yeah, I said it. You're not my mom. Deal with it. It's great. It has dual time, a stopwatch, alarm, tells the date and the day of the week, and a freaking calculator. Oh, shit. If you wear it tightly enough, you can feel your pulse. Ouch. So it's like an Apple Watch, only it costs under $20. And has a 3 years manufacturer's warranty, and the battery lasts 5 years. That doesn't send text messages, but you can write such words as boobs, boobies, boobless, bees, and shoe.
If
you're
that.
A man of few words and your friend is right next to you, it's basically the same as iMessage. Now, I knocked off a star because the screen seemed to lack some contrast. Not sure if it's, you know, permanent or the battery's low. You know, I can't recharge the battery, so I don't know. 4 stars, though. And here's a picture of me with my boobs watch.
I could definitely see Kevin writing this review.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is a total Kevin review.
This might
review.
Be me. This is 2015. This seems on brand for me in 2015.
All right, so let's get into some news. And first off is AMC. Last week we talked about them having to close a ton of locations if this continues, because they are on the verge of going bankrupt. I believe that we talked about that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, they are now, they're reporting that they're looking to reopen in July, and most likely at the end of July with Tenet coming out. And they're looking at a $2.2 billion quarterly loss.
Damn.
Because of the closures. That's crazy. And that includes $1.85 billion of non-cash impairment charges against a year earlier loss of $130
million. Hmm.
Well, that one's on them.
Yeah. So, I guess... So Tenet is coming out at the end of July. I guess Warner Brothers wanted to delay it even further, like into October or something like that, and like have a Christmas release. But Mr. Chris, fart name. What's his name?
Chris
Fart. Chris Farts.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. Thank you. Which in high school was Chris Farts. Christopher Nolan.
We just go add that to his Wikipedia page.
Yeah. A little bit of unknown knowledge there.
He's got so much pull, and they don't want to make him unhappy because of how much money his movies make, that they just were, he wants it to come out in July because he's adamant about it being a summer movie and that theaters deserve to have it, blah, blah, blah.
It won't make sense if it comes out in October.
There's a joke in there that has to hit before the end of July.
And so he has enough pull over there that they're going to concede and they're going to release it in July like idiots.
Yep.
Because you know what's crazy? Speaking of coronavirus, I just saw the news today that China shut down part of its country again because they have a widespread outbreak. Guess how many people?
It was a lot. Wasn't it like 100 million or some ridiculous amount?
79.
Million?
Nope. 79 people. Oh. And they shut down. Now, maybe that is that's something else that you read, but I was just watching the news and they said, 79 people from a grocery store got it. It came from, I guess, some fish from over in, they're saying that the origins of it is from Europe. Some fish that got imported or some shit, like it is on a box or whatever. I'm not sure.
That sounds sketchy.
It does. That's what China's reporting, though. So it could be anything.
So take it with a grain of salt. Right. It could be 79 million.
It could be. So after 79 people got coronavirus, which is their biggest, outbreak since they started going back down, they shut half the country down. And they were like, nope, you guys stay home again. We're doing this all over.
Yeah.
And so it's just funny that we're talking about opening up our fucking theaters.
Once we passed 100,000 dead, people stopped giving a shit. And again, the, capitalism... money's more important to people than their lives
and haircuts,
including workers. Like I was speaking more specifically to the people who run the world, the billionaires and stuff who have to make their money and whatnot. Like they don't give a shit about your life. And that's why you're getting sent back to work. And that's why things are opening back up. But also the consumers, America got bored with the coronavirus. So now mm-hmm. we're pretending like it doesn't exist anymore. And I was just reading before the show started that we're looking at 201,000 dead before October. My money is on we'll hit that before August.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And just
things I've seen in public, I sadly have to agree.
Yep. Just in Fort Worth, we have hit all-time highs. Just the other day, we hit 300 new cases in one day, and we're averaging now over 150 a day, and it keeps going up and up and up and up. So, yep. Yay!
But hey, guys, if we stop testing, then we'll stop having new cases, which is true, but also false. Like, yeah, if you're not testing, yeah, you won't have any new cases because you didn't test for new cases. So therefore, you won't have any new cases. But false, then you just have uncounted
because that's
confirmed,
not
or cases that are unconfirmed but still exist. It's listen, so fucking stupid.
He's just following Texas's lead because we've been doing that all along.
He's just talking out of his ass because he can't make a complete sentence.
So the Oscars, since we're talking about those
segments,
they'll be delayed until April of 2021. Movies released up to February 2021 are now eligible for nominations. But I have a feeling that they may...
it's going to be slim pickings this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't even know, I don't even know if they're going to need an Oscars this year or next year.
Well, I mean, they did change the rules for this year also, saying that things that were released digitally instead of in the theaters would be able to be qualified. Yeah, so I wonder if we're going to get to the point where some studios are going to be like, fuck, who gives a fuck? Just put it on Netflix. Yeah. Like, just fucking release it. Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm. It's going to have to happen like that.
Or put it on HBO Go Max Plus.
God, we'll get to that, Kev. We've got some news about that after this quick commercial break, brought to you by Quibi.
Reno 911 ad, Reno 911 ad.
So, Quibi, as you all know, I just absolutely fucking hated. Like, I hated the marketing push. It came out of nowhere. They spent $100 billion on some shit, like some, just to get it in front of your face, and it didn't work, and it has quickly failed. But it almost had a different name. Do you want to know what name it was? Anyone?
No.
Do you want to take a guess?
New TV.
Nude TV? That would have been awesome.
I read the
That's got to be taken.
Way to play the game, Kev.
Let's see here. Consumption. I don't know. Rich people. Fucking caviar TV. I don't.
Yeah, keep going, man.
I don't know.
Doug already said it, man. You read the article. New TV. New TV. New TV.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Both names are fucking terrible.
Which is interesting that we call it Quibi, anyways. Because it stands for quick bites, so wouldn't it be Quibi?
Quibi.
Quibi. Quick bites. Quibi.
I'll have a Quibi steak.
I'll have a Quibi steak, please. Medium rare.
Yeah, that's weird.
And some steamed broccoli.
But if Quibi wants to let us host a show on their network,
and I'll have check some.
Yeah, if they want to send us a check, yeah, we'll absolutely. Hey, you know what? We'll talk all the shit in the world, but I would absolutely do a show on there if it meant getting a paycheck. But, I mean, it's failing already. And I also love that the guy who poured billions into this stupid thing was like, "Oh, it's the coronavirus's fault." Meanwhile, at TikTok,
I was gonna say TikTok's doing better than ever.
Hey, listen, I just came up with a new app name too. It's a cooking recipes, and I call it Mapo.
Go on.
It's just short for mashed potatoes.
Mapo. No, but you got to do like Quibi, and you got to pronounce it wrong. So it'd be Mapo.
Mapo. Welcome to Mapo.
What's Mapo mean? Oh, it's for mashed potatoes.
And it's all recipes for mashed potatoes. Like, that's it. That's all it is. You get mashed potato.
It's me poo.
Me poo.
My poo.
My poo.
What? My poo. What is this? Oh, it's mashed potato recipes. What? Yeah. No, me poo is it's short That's for mashed site. Potatoes. Oh. We had to spend a lot of money to buy the name.
And we spent $500 million on R&D for this name. So
whatever you do, don't go to mepoo.tv.
Yeah, we're definitely .com. We couldn't get the TV part because that was something else.
Ooh, that is not representative of our product.
But some of our individuals, I mean, you know, we don't discriminate. Kev?
We don't jiff anyone's jam.
Stick him. Oh. Stick him. All right. So Warner Brothers, I don't fucking get them. They're all over the place right now. I'm pretty sure the coronavirus has taken out all of the CEOs and all the executives. And now the whole thing is being run by 10-year-olds because I don't know what the fuck's happening. But they've decided okay, so you would think that before launching a product, you would do some research and say, "Hey guys, we have 22 products, all with HBO in the title, and they all mean different things. What should we do? Well, make a new one, and call it HBO Max. Cool,
yeah.
And confuse everybody."
which
is what we talked about last week on the show, that it's just completely confusing. So now they've decided that after the launch and after everyone got confused, it's time to rebrand. So they're retiring HBO Go, and now HBO Now will just be HBO. So it's just all HBO and then HBO Max. That's all you're going to have.
Yeah, which does make a little more sense. HBO, you get with your HBO subscription. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. HBO Max is now the online, like, streaming only. You don't have the $15, $20, whatever it is, like, with the TV, like, your TV plan. Mm-hmm. So it does make a little more sense. But yeah, when it was like, oh, you could have HBO Go for just your streaming, and then you have HBO Now if you pay for HBO, the channel, and then you have HBO Max. And it's like, well, what does Max get me that Go doesn't? And they're like, fucking no.
They're like,
it gives you this cool badge by your name.
It was like, well, you got access to everything. It's just that we forgot to turn one off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
We didn't know you guys would be so confused. Made a lot of sense to us here at HBO.
As they go back to playing Fortnite. Your mother's stupid.
Ma! Chipotle! Chipotle. Right? You guys remember that South Park episode?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bucket!
Exactly. Yes. I thought you were being sarcastic. But then, no, you're right.
That was the World of Warcraft episode.
It was.
So, here's some more fun stuff from HBO Max Warner Brothers. Go home.
Go home?
This is another reason why they're having such a bad launch. So the DC comic movies. So, okay, before I say this, Disney went ahead and like just spent a whole bunch of money to buy back all the television and movie rights to Star Wars and all that other shit. Right. For the most part, they got all of it. And they just went and brought it in house and they're like, okay, it's ours now. Whatever. Warner Brothers was like, nah, this'll work. This'll do. So DC comic book movies are going to leave HBO Max on a regular basis before eventually returning.
Okay. Why?
Goes back in the vault.
we have a... because okay, this is their explanation, but I'm pretty sure it's just PR speak. We have a collection of DC films that will rotate on our platform. We have a new batch coming in July and another batch in August. But then the article goes on to say that it's most likely because of pre-existing deals with other services that have to be honored.
Like, I mean, Netflix used to have a bunch on there, and I'm sure they still do. Plus, if they're still doing the DC streaming app, which is still a fucking thing, like...
Well, I've got some news on that, too. DC Daily has been canceled on the DC Universe streaming service.
Dude, and DC just canceled their deal with Diamond Comics also recently. I mean, it's been up in the air for a while, but they officially, they're no longer being published by Diamond, who's been their publisher for fucking ever. Yep. So DC is in, like, a lot of trouble. Did we talk about this? I don't know if we talked about this on the show. They were talking about going to Marvel and having Marvel publish their comics. It would still be under the DC brand and all that stuff, but as far as the actual physical publishing of their comics, there was talks of them going to Marvel to have it done because Marvel has the manpower to do it.
They are. They didn't go to Marvel, but they ended up signing with... what's their name? Let me see if I can find the news story. If you guys can find it before me, that'd be great. DC changes publisher.
Yeah, that's
DC Comics. How about that?
AC/DC changes the publisher.
Because I read that whole article too.
Do you know about this Midtown?
I don't think it was Midtown. It is, I can't find it. It's the other big, the other big one. Well, not so big, but Yeah, I can't find it. Everything else is like back in February, but this just happened this week.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why the news isn't on this.
Sure, comicbook.com doesn't have it. You think they would have something about it?
I'm not sure.
Let's look.
Oh, here we go. I found
Random House? No.
I found it. So yesterday, Titanic News, DC was cutting ties with Diamond. Announced they're adding two new distributors to get comics out during retailers, blah, blah, blah. However, who'd they go with? Why don't you have it in here? What's DCBS?
I don't know. The Black Series?
I don't know. Because it says okay. Retailers haven't complained about the new distributors. The discounts are not as high. Shipping costs are higher. And international sales look very expensive indeed. So, yeah, they're having a... But it doesn't say the new one, man. How annoying. Maybe it is Midtown.
Well, Hall says I think it's Random House. Does Random House do comics? I guess they must.
Oh, okay. Whew, here we go. We'll use Lunar and UCS for periodical distribution. The company is set up during Diamond's downtime, as well as Penguin, Random House, which is DC's book distributor for many years.
Yeah.
So multiple then, which is strange.
Yeah.
I mean, people just aren't.
23 hours ago, DC Comics extends Diamond partnership temporarily.
So maybe they're trying to work things out.
I don't know. There's just been a lot going on at DC lately, with like Jim Lee taking over and all that stuff. Which, you know, good for Jim Lee, but.
I think that just comics in general are having a bad time keeping up with
Especially with the coronavirus and stuff. I mean, people can't go out and go to comic stores. I know I have a coworker who works part time at a comic book store that's like his friend's comic book store, and like they've had a hard time with it, having to fulfill orders, and like how are they having people come pick up their stuff, and how do they bundle their stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people don't want to touch stuff that may have been touched by someone who's, contaminated and all that stuff or whatever. So it's got to be rough, man.
Very rough. And
websites would have to help. They'd have to order them online or something, which would suck for a independent business to have to all of a sudden build a website out of nowhere for that with their inventory.
Well, for sure. I mean, that's just not feasible, like especially with, the back end that would have to get completed by them. So they would essentially, DC would cut out the middleman and just sell it direct.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also DC's also making such a weird comic book, and it's they're making an HBO Max inspired comic book, and not just one, but three. The series follow three everyday people named Hector, Brian, and Olivia.
Already boo. Hey. HBO, get the fuck out of here.
HBO, Hector, Brian, and
Olivia. God damn it. Just real, man.
Who fuck encounter it. A dog named Max.
No, oh, fuck this.
The pooch helps the civilians turn into superheroes and gain access to superpowers, and ultimately sends them onto life-saving missions.
Life-saving missions.
This is some 90s cross-promotional bullshit that I hate.
It's from 80s. You know what I mean? What are you talking about? Atari, when they used to come out with their fucking comic books for their Atari.
God, this is terrible.
Ridiculous. Oh, my God.
This is just bad.
This has, like, McDonald's and Ronald McDonald and his friends written all over it. Where it's like, well, you know what people love? Mascot. Okay, so let's get a weird purple motherfucker, weird shaped guy. Let's get a burglar. Like, that's all it is. I remember when Burger King tried to have their mascots and they had like, oh my God, that's all this is. This is horseshit.
It says that they embody the spirit of HBO Max. Get the fuck out of here.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what?
I don't.
Are these characters? Are these characters from HBO shows?
I don't think so.
They get to interact with people in the HBO universe. Do we get a Sex in the City arc?
I thought maybe all the people who they become superheroes.
That would be hilarious. Like if it's now we're in Westworld.
Yeah.
Now we're in Game of Thrones.
Oh God, we just got Doug back on board.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you do it. I don't care about three kids and their goddamn dog. I already got Scooby-Doo. I don't need HBO Max. This is some fucking bullshit. Sure. It also reminds me when Superman and Batman decided to announce that they had fucking dogs too. I don't give a shit about Crypto or Ace the Bat Hound. Who fucking cares about their goddamn dogs?
Well, I mean, let's check the stats.
Jer, look at Jer. Done silence from Jer.
Let's see how many Crypto comic books sold. All right. Crypto books. Crypto the dog. Character blah, blah, blah.
You're not going to let that one go, are you?
150 million copies in 1 year. So I guess you're wrong. Let's move on and not question that. I was expecting you to question it. Cool. So
you bullshitted those numbers.
Live PD has been canceled by A&E, which is crazy because like that show got a bajillion views a week.
That show should have been canceled years ago. That shit was problematic as fuck.
Oh yeah, they all are, and that's why Cops got canceled as well. After like 35 years.
Cops was definitely a part of the war on drugs, especially since it's run for 32 fucking years. That's all that show was meant for, was to scare the public of the black community. And all it did was like a show like being, you know, the black people doing drugs and being arrested for it. That's all that fucking show was. And that's what makes me glad for shows like Reno 911 that totally fucking made fun of it.
Yep. Yeah, because fuck those shows. Fuck Cops.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Live PD. Fuck all that bullshit. Because you're right, it definitely painted a picture, and it's especially this, like from what I'm reading on this in the article, like they shot somebody with body cam, like while their body cams were on and while the producers were there, and like somebody was killed on the show, and they still aired it, like, and they still like, and apparently from what I'm seeing is they destroyed the footage or something like that too, like. It's just so fucked up. Fuck these guys.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad to see this stuff happening. So good on them. All right. Last news in our last news. Yeah, it's the last news because we already talked about Tenet. The Real Space Force might lose its trademark to Netflix's Space Force because
someone didn't put in their copyright for it.
They did not.
You mean if you just say it, it doesn't copyright it automatically?
Nope, because we operate under something called first to use trademark registration system, and the Netflix went ahead and copyrighted Space Force around the world as early as January 2019.
Good. Fucking sell it back to them for fucking four times the amount or whatever.
Or don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't make him change what it is, because his entire like Space Force dream is just a bunch of bullshit. The fact that he couldn't even hire real like graphic designers to not steal the fucking
Star Trek
like Federation emblem as the Space Force is fucking ridiculous. It's garbage. It's stupid. It needs to go away. We don't need to worry about starting wars in space.
Although the TV show kind of convinces me otherwise.
That shit was ridiculous. Plus, I mean, if anything, it just proved that like canceling our space program in 2012 was a huge mistake.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So who we got, like, who we got to send him up there? Well, we got Bob over here.
Oh. Wait, how did India get that stuff? Oh, they just did it too. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's that already on the moon? Oh, that's the Chinese. They've already set up their own base camp. Fuck.
Yep. We bunch of dum-dums.
Sorry, spoilers, everybody, if you haven't watched the show yet. It's great, though. Jared didn't care too much for it. I loved it. It was funny.
I definitely thought it was middle of the road. But not enough to stop watching. I finished the season, and I said that I hope that season two is a huge, like, you know, winner. So,
well, and the ending, though, also, you're kind of like, oh god, I have to see where this goes.
Yeah, I hope it gets renewed so I can see where it goes.
See what's gonna happen. Yeah.
Okay, so I know that we talked about Microsoft coming out with their own console, which, you know, the Xbox Series X. Sony has announced the PS5, but what we didn't talk about is a new game console that is set to revolutionize the living room. And it's brought to you by none other than KFC. It's called the KFC console.
And it's the KF console?
KF console. KFC.
Kentucky Fried console.
Kentucky Fried. Shut up. Yeah, the KF console. It's an air fryer. And it looks like an air fryer anyways.
Yeah, it does.
And it also plays games. We actually don't know anything about this, but they have a date on it. And the date is November 12, 2020. That's the release date.
It'll probably be some like cross promotion with Microsoft or Sony.
No, I think that this is straight up an air fryer that has a DVD drive that you can hook up to your TV and play classic old Sega games on. Sega CD games.
Did you, Doug, remember that episode of Community with the KFC shuttle?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. Hall Fierce in the chat says new Soulja Boy console. Oh, you know what that means? It's time for that Soulja Boy drop. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Did you hit? Was I supposed to?
No, I hit it. It's fine. They heard it in the show in the live stream.
They are not. Yeah, they are not going to hear it on the podcast.
Oh, if you're listening,
we just sat there
to our live show.
We just sat there looking around.
No, well, probably though, right? Like, yeah, it's going to be some Soulja Boy bullshit. It's gonna play. You know what? I hope it plays that fucking 7-Up game that we talked about.
Cool spot.
So listen, this thing is a bucket shaped powerhouse. Promises cross platform compatibility, true 4K, 120 frames per second gaming, and most importantly, has a built in chicken chamber to keep your high calorie, high sodium processed meat nice and warm while you slowly waste away in front of your TV.
Fucking way.
And that's from their press release.
Yeah.
What if this was secretly the new Sega Genesis?
The new Sega system? They partnered with KFC? Yeah. We'll know.
We didn't want to call it the Dreamcast 2, but
this
will make your dreams come true.
They did not have enough money to put it out themselves, so they went, all right, well, who can we partner with? And KFC was like, well, hey, you remember last year we started that KFC Gaming Twitter? We got this. Let's go.
Dude, they've released, like, it's crazy because they've released, like, tabletop games, and then they've had a couple of, like, online games, too. Like, didn't they have that, like, Colonel dating game or some shit where it was, like, Handsome Colonel or some shit?
I don't know. I think so. Oh, yeah, that was, like, a real, like, sexy game, too.
But, yeah, that's what I'm remembering as well.
Kev beat it 14 times in one night.
And then I played the game. What? I'm sorry. What were we talking about? I was looking.
Well, we're about to talk about web slinging.
Oh yeah, beating that too. To it or on it or what in it? What are we doing here? In it, on it, in it. Besides it,
he
like
is
just staring eye to eye from across the room, like social distancing.
He is like 15, man. Miles Morales is young. You knock it off.
No, he's like 28 in this one.
No, he's not.
Miles Morales, the later years.
With Kev as a sidekick. Need me to beat it again, Miles?
I'm the fat guy of every, like, the fat sidekick guy that always shows up. I'm like, I can't keep up with you, man.
That's terrible, because the Spider-Man movies definitely have that character.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, just web-sling me, okay?
I don't know, man. I don't know if my web-sling is that strong.
Do me like you do Mary J. Come on.
I'm sorry?
You heard me. I didn't stutter.
So there's been a lot
of kid's name.
There's been a lot of confusion with this new Miles Morales PS5 game. It got announced. Everyone got excited. You know, it's funny because it's just one person can cause so many problems for you. Like, yeah, one guy saying one thing has the internet just flipped upside down and everyone goes nuts over it. So this was a standalone game. And then a Sony executive opened his mouth and it became DLC and or a small, like, kind of a tag along fun game that you could just bite sized morsels of fun. And then it became a standalone game again. And so that's where we're at. It's a standalone game, but it's not. It's a remaster of the original game with an expansion of this game, but it's a standalone game. It's kind of like HBO Max and Go.
Welcome
and
back to Max.
So the official name is Spider-Man Miles Morales Max Go Now.
Yeah.
That's the official game title.
It's so confusing. It's still confusing because even... So director James Stevenson tweeted in response to someone asking about a remaster. He said, "Remaster what? It's a new standalone game."
Yeah.
What is happening? Someone just tell me.
Yeah, is this see, but that's the thing.
What is this?
It's gotta be built on the old engine, though. Because there's no way they build a new PS5 engine in a year.
No. True. I'm sure what they did is, yeah, it's probably the same engine. I'm sure the old engine probably could do whatever the new one is, or the PS5 could do. They just probably hindered it from doing that because of the PS4's capabilities. But think about that game. The game was near perfection anyways. If you were playing that shit on 4K anyways, on like a PS4 Pro, that shit, it was perfection. They didn't need, that was the thing. It's like, they built the game. It's like, you don't really need to rebuild anything. You kind of build a new character. You give him maybe some different moves and how he moves in the game and stuff. But like, what else do you need to do, man? The city was perfect. The swinging was perfect. The combat was perfect. Again, you make small tweaks here and there, kind of like they did in like the Batman Arkham series, where when you did the fighting challenges and you could play as Robin or Harley Quinn or Joker or whomever, like, you know, it was still the same game, but the fighting mechanics were a little bit different for those characters. The same idea. You just tweak little things and you keep the same perfection that you've already done once, and it's so good.
I have a suspicion that they probably already built this game for the PS5, and they were like, all right, well, this can happen on the PS4. Let's downgrade it or turn some options off, balance it pretty nicely, and let's put out the original and then start working on the PS5 title. And I guarantee you that, you know, they just flicked a switch and they were like, all right, we'll turn the fucking light rays on with the NVIDIA. Yeah,
right. Added all the stuff they wanted to.
And they were like, oh, just flip the switches. We're good. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well, and the release date for this too, right? Isn't this like October or some shit?
No, it's with release.
It's like, is it with release? It's a launch title.
It said winter 2020. Or yeah, it said like winter 2020.
I thought it was like October. I thought it was even before like the new one dropped. Which I know is true about, I don't know if it's in our notes, but the new Star Wars game was an October 2nd release date. Which is like, so y'all ain't waiting for the next gen consoles?
Nah, because the install base is there already for them. So get that last game in there while you can.
Because that would look great, I'm sure, on some of these new systems as well.
Mm-hmm. AT&T, okay, once again, don't know what's happening over there, running children, but... they're looking to sell Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment, which is the maker of you know, they own all that good shit from Batman, Rocksteady, you know, because I was very curious. I was like, okay, so is Rocksteady owned by Warner Brothers? Like, or is Warner Brothers just publishing? So I looked into it, and they are in fact owned by Warner Brothers. And so is
Monolith, NetherRealm,
like they're all owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Who happens to publish.
So the gaming
the Telltale Games
maker, but mm-hmm. the division. Yeah.
So
Telltale Games, whatever. The Lego ones.
Mm-hmm. I'm very interested into why they're selling it, because the gaming is like gaming is such a huge profitable business, and they put out really profitable games. And what is it about the gaming side of it that they just don't want to be in anymore? Because it's just so strange that, and their company is very successful in all these games. So it doesn't make much sense. Oh, Warner Brothers also owns Rooster Teeth too, which is interesting.
Wow. I wonder if they're going to get rid of any of the Rooster Teeth stuff.
At least that's what Mo says. Maybe that's a
Wait,
part
but
of the
which,
sale.
But which Warner Brothers? The Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment or Warner Brothers Warner Bros?
I don't know.
Since they do so much more, I mean,
they do a lot of gaming stuff too, though.
Yeah, but I don't think it's interactive.
I don't think they make their own games, though.
No,
but they could be owned under that umbrella because of the fact that, you know, Warner's Media is what it says. Okay, so it's not interactive.
Yeah, so it's not the gaming division.
So, it'll be really interesting. They're trying to fetch a price of $4
billion. Boom. That is a lot of studios, though. And you got to think, again, you've got Rocksteady, which you got your Batman franchise under. You've got Monolith with the Shadow of Mordor and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And then also NetherRealm with Mortal Kombat. Like, I mean,
and Injustice. And
yeah, I scoff at the $4 billion price tag, but like, they got some fucking good studios under them making some pretty fucking good games. And Telltale, Lego, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have audio from
Traveler's Tale.
I was trying to remember the other.
Telltale is the
narrative one.
The narrative one, yeah. Sorry. Continue.
We have audio from the boardroom of them talking about selling this game, or selling this studio and the reasons behind it. So let's go to that.
Well, guys, as you know, AT&T 5G cell towers just aren't going up fast enough. We spent too much money on hookers and blow.
So, well, and also, they started causing the coronavirus, so...
Okay, Jimmy, we've already discussed that that's not what happens. Stop releasing...
That's what OAN News said, and I trust everything that comes out of that right-wing rag.
Who let Palmer Luckey on the board?
Hey,
Palmer.
Fuck, I've been found out. Well, see you guys later. Bye.
At least we'll have DirecTV to fall back on. People will never stop watching cable.
That's right. So let's get $4 billion for this. We'll put up more 5G towers to give people the cancer, and then of course we own the medicine for that. So and then we'll just keep pursuing Dish, and maybe they'll sell to us. So a hefty price tag there. So let's go ahead and sell. And that's
sell,
it.
Sell.
I guess the takers that are looking to buy it up, the parties include Take-Two, EA, and Activision Blizzard, which is all terrible Whoa. Ideas.
Mm-hmm. Where's Epic at when we need them?
That's what I said, man.
Yeah, where's Epic at? Come on, Epic's in the corner. They're waiting. And come in and swoop in and save us.
That's the only company that at this point, like the big ones with big money, that I would actually trust to not ruin the IPs that Warner Brothers is working on right now. I could see Activision going in there and be like,
well, that's a mighty fine looking Batman game, but how about those microtransactions? Do you think that we could charge for a cape? How about for the flight? Can we charge for flight over the city? $2.
So hold on, I got a really good idea. So here's what you do is, all right, you give them the game, right, and then you charge them $5, right? $5.
Uh-huh.
And they can play.
Okay.
But the second that they die or whatever, they have to buy another $5 to play again. But we can also sell them a monthly pass of $20 a month. But, you know, they only get 10 lives, and if they die, they have to spend another $20.
That's good. I like that. And also, let's change this. This is a first-person title. Not anymore. It's Battle Royale in Gotham City.
I've got a good idea.
That game was already made. Wasn't that called like Gotham City Bonanza? The fuck was that game called?
Gotham City Bonanza?
It wasn't called Gotham City Bonanza. I was making a joke, Kevin. There's a fucking game when you go in and it's in Gotham City and you're
the bad guy and you have to like take over the streets or some shit. Oh no, yeah. Oh fuck, I know what you're talking about. Imposters,
like
or
Joker
something.
Joker Squad versus like, yeah.
Oh, DC.
The Bat Squad.
Bat Squad. I forgot what it was.
Gotham. Imposters.
On. Imposters. That's what I just said.
That's what I said too.
Fair. All right, I'll give it to you. All right, listen. Before we get out of here, you guys know how much, like, every listener knows how much we love talking Star Citizen. Like, because we are...
Thank God Mo's here.
Right? So, the news has come out that Star Citizen has now raised over $300 million in 7 years. Uh-oh, blurk.
So the chat.
Star Citizen has raised $300 million now. And in 7 years, they've been building this game, and we don't have shit. Okay, a release date is nowhere to be seen. But guess, 2950 is when they're, oh no, sorry, that's the expansion pack. That's not I thought that was the date.
Release date, yeah. The year 2950.
It's going to take us 930 years.
This game has been passed on generations.
All right, here it is. It's release day of Star Citizen. Please board your ships that your great 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 grandparents bought for you back in the early 2020.
Hey Mo, listen, you don't have to disclose this in the chat because I know it's very personal. But if you wanted to, I would love to see the dollar number of that you have personally invested in this game. And the reason why I ask is because I need to know if you are one of the people who purchased the Drake Complete Package, which they recently released. It was a bundle of 14 ships, which sold for $4,600 each bundle. And they only hit the 250 mark, I guess, netting them $11 million, but player investment dropped to a mere $5 or $6 million the following month until May, when they released that pack, and it soared to over $15 million in May. Is how much they made. I've never seen a game make so much goddamn money and never get released.
He says 2K blur.
Oh, you really love this game. Ryan, Blair.
Mo.
Oh. Okay, 2,000 over 7 years is understandable.
Well, I hope that you also got stock in this company for your investment. Please tell me you did. Please.
Sorry, that was me throwing up.
Oh, Mo, he came to the realization. He checked his, I could see him. Like, he goes, he's got a big book called Star Citizen, and it's just like a roll. It just falls out, and it just has all the numbers and the ships
like
that he owns.
Like a CVS receipt?
Yeah, like a CVS receipt.
Yeah. Star Citizen.
Well, you know, it's a good investment for your great-great-grandchildren. When the game finally releases in 930 years, and what you don't realize, you think you're buying a ship now that's just going to be something to fly around on your computer, but in reality, it's going to be their escape pod from this hellish landscape that Earth has become in 2950.
Oh, boy. That was very funny, but I was also reading that the latest update, I looked up release date. They were like, well, at one point, it was set to release for Squadron 42 the fall of 2015. And then the full commercial version in 2016. But Roberts now says a beta version of Squadron 42 will be out in 2020 and has stopped trying to guess when Star Citizen will happen. So they don't even have a date anymore. Oh boy. I really want to see this game come out just so that way Mo feels like he got something out of it. But
you know what? Now I know why Mo is so like pro us making Blurg t-shirts. He wants a cut of that because he needs to make some more money.
He's like,
gotta feed the beast, feed the dragon.
I gotta make that 2,000 back.
No, he's got no. If he had another 2,000, you damn well know he's buying another ship. Star Citizen is his Vegas. And he keeps going back. He's like, I'm gonna hit that table, man. I'm gonna win big. Except he doesn't know that the house always wins.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I need that Drake pack. Does it come with music from Drake? Is his new album somehow attached to that as
it's
well?
It's like that Wu-Tang album there's only one copy of.
Oh my god. And then that one fool didn't actually own it, even though he said he did.
Martin Scorelli.
Yeah. That was funny. He was like, oh, I got this $1 million. And they're like, let's fucking see it. And they're like, bitch, that ain't real.
All right, that's our show. It was a really good show. I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about Squadrons too much.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Squadrons came out. Or, I mean, the trailer release.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quick. Welcome to October. Star Wars Squadrons was announced, and there was some leakage, and then they finally were like, all right, well, come back Monday, and we'll show you it. And then they were like, not actual gameplay, but here's the CGI trailer. And we were like, all right, well, I mean, it looks cool. I guess my hope would be that it's not like Battlefront 2. I hope it's more intense. I hope it's fun. I hope that it's entertaining and keeps me interested, especially when the single player is done and you jump into the multiplayer. But also, I've been saying this for years, that they have all the assets they need to just make games with the Battlefront 2 engine. Like, they've built every single planet. Just make some games out of it. And, I mean, it's hard to think. They wouldn't build a new engine for this game, would they? Do you think they're just using the same engine?
They might be, honestly. I mean, we'll see. I mean, because I guess we'll see when they actually show us gameplay stuff, which I think is supposed to happen at the EA event on Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah, I think they said they were going to show off more at the EA Play thing, which I think is supposed to be June 18th. Yeah, I mean, it would make sense, right? Why bother? Like rebuilding when you have something that, I mean, the space battle shit for that game is dope. It's gorgeous. Sick.
Unless the net code is really shitty for Battlefront 2 and they want like games to, rebuild all that for the connections and all that and make it fast and get into it. And maybe they just can't build on it for the multiplayer component or whatnot. Cause it does. No. I know that you say it goes fast to go in there, but there are some components of waiting and loading into those levels that do take a little while.
So. That's true. But I guess you're also looking at a game that's 3-ish years old at this point.
Mm-hmm. That's true. They could always build.
Mo says, guys, it needs loot boxes locked behind keys, which was something we talked about, I think, before the show started, where like one, Battlefront got rid of that really quickly. And I think that they've really done a good job of rebuilding and rebranding that game post the loot box surprise mechanics bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fucking phenomenal game, and they Big thing I was just reading when we were looking up the comic book stuff is that it will not have loot boxes or microtransactions in this game. Everything that is unlockable by playing the game.
But
good.
I'm sure they'll have a cosmetic shop. Right?
Probably.
With a battle pass.
What's that? A battle pass?
Probably have a battle pass.
I want to announce grind for Vader.
Grinding for Vader.
Remember that? Remember? Yeah.
So
I know. That's what they're saying. They're saying no microtransactions, no loot boxes. Yeah, it's supposed to all be unlockable by playing the game. So we'll see. You know, and it does have a low price point, which I know some people have also been like, oh shit, $40. Man, they're going to be charging the shit out of everything else. And I also wonder if it's just like, meh, fuck it.
That's what makes me think that they didn't build a new engine for it, is because how cheap the game is. Like, obviously they don't have huge costs to recoup for this thing. There's no reason to charge $40. Why are they charging $40? Like, it's crazy to me, especially with EA.
Like, I don't know, maybe they just did like a it's the end of the current generation of games. It comes out October. They're going to be pushing shit and you know, for the next gen. They're probably going to be focusing a lot of their resources now for next whatever's next. You know, they've stopped their development of new content for Battlefront 2 as they shift over to Battlefield 5. And I guess they're just, they're selling just another online game just to hold and tide people over until whatever is next is out. But, you know, yeah, they probably just reused shit. They probably built some new planets, because they do talk about a whole bunch of new sections and stuff to explore. They even said explore, which is like, how much do I actually get to explore? Because, you know, it's supposed to be like TIE Fighter or, you know, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Like those, yeah, Rogue Squadron, those sort of flight sim games, flight combat games, I guess, really. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. We'll see.
Mo getting dark in the chat.
No.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Thursday, hopefully we'll get some cool news and stuff and get to see a lot of EA stuff. So. We'll talk about that next week, I'm sure. So until then.
Yeah, because EA is, you know, we're hoping for some other Star Wars game announcements.
My God.
Something that hasn't been leaked yet.
Yeah, some remasters. All I want, like, they could keep all their new games, whatever. If all they announced was a Mass Effect remaster and a Knights of the Old Republic, like, rebuild... not remaster, but I want an actual, like, I want them to remake the game.
Ground up rebuild.
Then I will just be a happy camper for the next 2 years. Like, I'm fine. Y'all can go make some other shit. I'll be over here with my Star Wars and my Mass Effect.
That would be awesome. Right. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
All right, until next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.